Okay, so we talked about this in depth at my conversation with the pastor meeting. And what we did was actually what Sydney's, you know, recommending. We sat and we looked at the old bylaws and we looked at the new bylaws. And if you look at the old bylaws, you will find that sort of membership has to say how people come in, has to define the different types of the different categories, and it says how people go out. And so that just needs to be in there.
But the wording is very different. Members whose address in the old bylaws have long been unknown, they could be put to the inactive list, or for a period of 2 years or more, in spite of kindly reminders, and have not been communicated. I live 2 miles down the road, and nobody has made a kindly gesture to me at all in the last couple of years. So the old way that it's been written is very different from the new one.
Okay, well, we talked about this at the meeting. In fact, Linda shed some light into how deacons or worship and spiritual life team normally go about discerning that. And the bylaws committee had decided that that's something that's really procedural that can change over time. And so the purpose of leaving that out, we want something like that to be more in like a diaconate handbook, not necessarily in bylaws, because our hope is that we don't have to change them for something that's a simple procedure.
However, and I don't mean to keep, you know, you could decide that there are a variety of people who are not meeting the needs of the Forward Motion Church, and as it's written, you could invite them to leave, so to speak.
That's not who we are.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, but that's what it feels like, and I can tell you that's what it's been feeling like on the outside as a former very active member.
Well, that's not who we are as a church.
I'm a deacon of this church, even though I don't live in Temple. But I love this church, and I love the people who worship here. Mm-hmm. And no one is going to tell you you can't be a member of this church unless you say you don't want to be anymore.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. We've never met either. I'm new to the church, and I'm a new member. I'm a new trustee here as well. I've only been here for a couple of years in town. Let me tell you, I'm not going anywhere. Nor do I think this church is going anywhere. In the 2 years that I've been here and in my process of getting to know everybody in the church, I have never felt the inkling, even an inkling, that anybody has ever wanted anybody to go away. Nobody is ever going to be pushed out. I have not gotten that feeling. There is no new feeling or anything even remotely like that. That's just my two cents.
Thank you.